I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because a lot of what we talk about is like, hey, the award's not for everyone. The league needs to work on its competitive balance, like anything else. Justin Mosqueda wrote an article over at SB Nation talking about some comments Roger Goodell had made, questioning the integrity of the league's current cap system as it relates to competitive balance. And I'm curious to find out whether the NFL is going to actually do something about this. You and I have long talked about how Brett Veach is one of very few, I think now, owners who has not adopted this void year system as it relates to players as a way to outrun the cap and the amount of cap spent throughout the league. There are rumors inside the NFL that Roger Goodell is seriously worried about the competitive balance part of cash spending teams versus the teams who can't do it. And it all relies on these void years and the ability to do signing bonus stuff. So, like, the Green Bay Packers signed Aaron, he mentions they signed Aaron Banks to a four-year, $77 million contract. There is no guaranteed money beyond this year, but the cash reserves and the cap that they would pay him would go beyond his salary for this year by a lot. They'll just pay him in void years for the final 4 years after that and just slowly pay him out, running out the cash. He says that what's happening here is the new owners have the ability to spread out their cap burden essentially in perpetuity, and he's worried that it's ruining the competitive balance for probably the original owners, i.e. Clark Hunt, or any of the others, right? Like over for the Raiders, not so much for the Packers because they're just cash rich, because they don't own ownership, they don't owe anybody.
Clark Hunt still ranks very high on the NFL's wealthiest owner
list. He does. But yeah. Like, they're worried that it creates a competitive imbalance. I think that they should get rid of the void years. I do think that this is something that people are starting to take advantage of the lead, and you just fade it out. If you're already paying them, fine. You can keep paying them those things, but let's get rid of or reduce the number of years. We allow it up to 4 full years of paying a player in a void year contract, even when they're not on your team, in order to pay them out. And the numbers suggest that if the cap keep going up at the rate it is, you can outrun it forever. You know that one of the, like, the Bills are one of the highest cash spending teams in all of football. Some of these teams who've been able to take advantage of it are not surprising. The Eagles, they are some of the better teams in the league, essentially just outrunning the cap.
Yeah, so this is not, like, I get why maybe some of the owners are concerned. As a fan, I don't think this is something that, like, needs to be corrected. I don't think it's that problematic. I really don't.
You're using the system as it's in play.
Now, I think the bigger question will be when we get to the new CBA in a couple years, will be, like, it kind of ties into this a little bit, is there's a lot of speculation that NFL owners now are saying, wait, when we agreed to the revenue share with players, that was back when we weren't all making as much money. So we were good with sharing, 50-50 or whatever the actual split is. The thought is that the NFL owners now are going to come back in the new CBA and say, we are not going to give you the same percentage that you've always been getting, because now the dollar amount is so much higher, you don't need as much. That's going to be the big argument.
Obviously, in the next collective bargaining agreement, it is going to be that,
yeah,
for sure.
That's what they're going to say. They're going to say, the players, we don't need to give you as big of a cut, because now your cut is worth way more. Before, we gave you a bigger cut because the money was smaller. That'll be the big fight.
I just wonder whether or not, like, I wonder whether or not
as a Chiefs fan, again, your owner is well positioned here. There are plenty.
Okay.
We talk all the time about, you know, Mark Davis and being cash poor and all that from a sense of the NFL world. Clark Hunt is up there in cash spending as well. Look what some of the deals they've had to hand out over the last 5 to 10 years, and money they have to put aside in escrow for the Chris Jones deal, for the Patrick Mahomes deal, obviously.
Yeah.
That's stuff that not every owner has. For that player, you should always do it, but that's stuff that requires the cash. That's what I'm saying. He's towards the top five in the league, I believe, off of cash spending and net worth.
Here's how he wasn't in last year's cash spending, but that's okay. He is, generally speaking.
Right. Well, they didn't give out a new deal to Chris Jones and Patrick Mahomes last year.
And that probably makes a huge difference. This is why the NFL is paying attention to it. Okay, pre-COVID, cash spending by team on their cap, right? As in the number of years they're buying ahead gold on these players they think they can buy out. In the lead up to it, 2016, 0%, 0.5% of their entire cap, 3.5%, 4%, all the way up to 2019. Post-COVID, 10.4, 14, 11.8, 9, 8, and 8 over the last 3 years. There were years in the pre-COVID years that there was negative cash spending. They were actually putting more into like the regular base contracts than they were in cash spending. So teams have started to take advantage of this in the post era. And like Goodell is just saying like, hey, now that it's looking like this, it's starting to feel like a competitive advantage to just spend the cash. People are rumoring that that's why the 49ers sold part of their team last year. They got in a tank year where they weren't going to be good. They sold off a part of their team so they could throw more cash spending directly into their team again. And that's how it's going to go. These private equity teams are going to keep doing
it. Sold off some.
And the Bills did the same thing. So how long till the Chiefs sell off a portion of their team to private equity in order to do this?
Not private equity, but there's a couple minority owners that are now very small percentages, though, that are part of the equation.
Smaller than the private equity shares that some of these other teams have gone in. It's going to create this weird cash flow. Here, look, I'll show you, like, this kind of puts in perspective. Here's the bar graph of cash spending pre and post-COVID and why the league wants to look at it, just kind of
I thought that was the cost of apples that you were not spending money on. I thought that's what the chart was.
This is the
how much
the
money
left
have
is the cost of the apples I'm spending.
Apple.
That's the actual cost of the apples that Cody's spending.
Versus the apples I'm choosing. Mm.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.